Hi there. The word for you today is on self-esteem, built on God's esteem. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 4, the New Living Translation, God says, "You are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you." You know, you need to be able to look into the mirror today and say, "Thank you, Lord. You did a good job." Because if you can't, you'll settle for anyone who can give you what you're incapable of giving yourself, a sense of worth. Now, you can't become arrogant, but you've got to find a healthy balance somewhere between martyrdom and narcissism. Until you do, everybody else's needs and opinions will be more important than yours. And when that happens, you end up resentful, living without things you don't have enough self-esteem to ask for, because you think you don't deserve them. Look, if you don't believe in yourself and respect your own opinions, you'll finish up living to please everybody else. One wrong look or one critical word from them and you'll say, "I'll never do that, say that, or wear that again." Talk about feeling worthless and insecure. Thank God you don't have to live that way. Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, verse 10, "The God of all grace will make you perfect," that means mature, "and establish, strengthen, and settle you," or in other words, he'll set you on a firm foundation. You know what? God wants to give you a sense of self-esteem that's built on his esteem. The question is, will you let him? Once others have heard you sing confidently, they'll want to hum along. Just make sure they're in harmony when they do. You see, you train others to treat you by how you treat yourself. That's right, the buyer will pay no more than the seller demands. So go to God today, ask him to tell you who you are and what you're worth. If you do, he'll say, "You are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you." That's God's opinion. Make it yours.